On December 1st, the Federal National Marine Fisheries Service announced it was considering designating some 3,000 miles of the Cook Inlet beluga's known local range as critical habitat. At today's meeting, Mayor Sullivan says he regards the possible designation as a major danger to the city and the region.
There may not be a more important issue facing Alaska right now than both what's happening up north with the polar bear designation and in Cook Inlet with the beluga designation.
Sullivan, flanked by Mayor Dave Carey of the Kenai Peninsula Borough and Mayor Talis Kohlberg of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, was making a case for state money to fund scientific research on the Cook Inlet beluga. Carey, like the other two mayors, contends that there's not been enough scientific research on the local beluga to declare their Cook Inlet range as critical habitat.
The current population is what we need the data on, and most agree they don't have it. It seems to me before you make a decision to protect the 300, you need to know the demographics of where they calf, where they eat, where they winter, and the life cycle in terms of the age. I would feel much more comfortable if they made a decision based on true knowledge as compared to some speculating based on information that is a decade and a half old.
The mayors agreed they would seek the needed funding from the state legislature. The state would oversee the research. Craig Matkin is a research biologist who sits on the Alaska Scientific Review Group, which reviews the science for all Alaska marine mammals. Contacted in Hawaii, he disagrees the beluga studies are dated. He says while some aspect of the Cook Inlet beluga remain unknown, one key factor supporting its endangered status in the critical habitat designation is neither dated nor speculation.
As far as the population work, the basic number of animals, it's very good. It's been improved over the last two decades, and these surveys are completely within a reasonable realm of accuracy. So we're quite certain about the level of the population.
The mayors worry a federal critical habitat designation will hurt, perhaps even stop, resource development, as well as stifle current activities in the Cook Inlet area. Mayor Sullivan cited municipal wastewater discharges into the inlet, which operate under a special permit, plus concerns about the port expansion and maintenance, energy development, and even noise levels from the city's two airports. Carey had a long list as well, including Kenai gas and oil projects, fishing and tourism, and erosion control. Mayor Kohlberg noted that while the Matsu port is currently permitted, in the future it might encounter difficulties. The mayors agreed to coordinate their efforts toward the critical habitat designation. That includes pushing for an extension of the public comment period, as well as seeking at least one local hearing on the proposal. Sullivan says the city is not against protecting the Cook Inlet beluga, but he does not want Anchorage to experience an economic crisis because of the designation.
You can have that endangered designation, but you can also get waivers for industrial areas, for developing areas, for shipping areas. And so that's our first goal, is to make sure that that designation does not impact our ongoing operations.
Even so, Sullivan says, projects can become bogged down in lawsuits that delay or stop them. Bob Shavelson, executive director of Cook Inlet Keeper, says that is an overblown fear.
If a project is properly designed, it's not going to have an inordinate impact on water quality or habitat. It moves forward without litigation. It's only the things that are short-sighted that shouldn't go forward in the first place that might stumble over litigation. So I think that's a lot of arm-waving, sky-is-falling rhetoric that the opponents are pointing to.
Sullivan also said the city is hiring a special advisor, William Stell, with the legal firm K&L Gates of Seattle. Stell worked for a federal agency dealing with endangered species before joining the law firm. Stell will help coordinate the municipality's response and, if necessary, help seek mitigation should the critical habitat proposal be approved. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.